Well, thank y'all very much. We appreciate it. Actually, we're glad to be here. There was some doubt whether I was going to be here or not, but I am, and I hope I survive the festival. Depends on how much I get out in that campground, I guess. Y'all having a good time? Yeah.
Do I have anything?
Yeah, you got yeah.
I'm hot. I'm hot.
You guys ready back there? When I got home from work today, you told me that you had something to say, and that things around here, they wouldn't be the same. You said that you'd be leaving me as soon as you win the lottery. You'd spend my $100 bill on the lotto game.
That's right.
You saw that commercial on TV saying you can win big in the lottery,
yeah,
and buy yourself a fancy sports car.
A red one.
Yeah, you may even get you a red Corvette, go flying off of that jet set, and you could be living like a movie star.
Just like.
Uh-huh. Well, give it up, girl, there ain't nothing in it now, there ain't no way you're gonna win, because it ain't won by folks like you and me. You just throwing away my hard-earned cash, and lotto tickets wind up in the trash, y'all. You ain't gonna win the lottery.
Darn.
Now you're saying that you're dissatisfied,
right,
with his cracker life, and it's time you try living like those rich folks on TV.
Yeah.
And with all the millions that you're gonna win, you could be just like them, and all you gotta do is to win the lottery.
That's all.
Well, gal, I think you have lost your mind.
Hey.
I'm cutting off my credit line, and I'm gonna throw that TV out the door. I know you want to be a millionaire, but the lottery won't get you there. All it's ever gonna do is make us poor.
Darn.
So give it up, girl, there ain't nothing in it now, there ain't no way you gonna win it, cause it ain't won by folks like you and me. You're just throwing away my hard-earned cash and lotto tickets to wind up and trash, cause you ain't gonna win the lottery. Yeah, you thought you could win like some people do, but honey, them folks ain't like you, you know. Cracker gals don't have that kind of luck.
Now that's the truth.
So just forget all about that fancy car. Be satisfied with who you are, cause you're gonna be riding in a pickup truck.
Again?
Now you're telling me it don't hurt to cry, but I'm sitting here just about to cry, thinking about my $100 bill. Because there it is in the trash. You didn't even make two numbers match, and I'm trying real hard to suppress this urge to kill you. So give it up, girl, there ain't nothing in it, there ain't no way you gonna win it, cause it ain't won by folks like you and me. Just to throw it away, my hard-earned cash and lotto tickets wind up in the trash, cause you ain't gonna win the lottery. No, there ain't nothing in it, you ain't gonna win it, you better give it up, gal, it's very many, cause you ain't never gonna win the lottery. Stubble like a cut over sugar cane field.
You're late, Debbie.
His clothes may be dirty. The look in his eyes lets you know he won't yield. He's from a breed that has died. He has survived. The world he once knew is gone. He's an old cracker cowman existing a long way from home. And dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub cow trails, and interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rails. And condos rise from the land, and space shuttles fly, And the old cracker cowmen don't know how it all passed them by.
Sing it with us if you know it.
Old Bone Mizell, he's gone, but the legend lives on. Jake Summerlin and old Sam King, beginning and ending of an era now gone. And men like Doc Norman somehow let the bottle get them down. These old Florida cowboys,
they're like eagles tied to the ground.
And dirt bikes stream over land that used to be scrub cow trails. And interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rail. And condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly. And the old cracker cowmen don't know how it all passed them by. As I dream tonight of my home in Florida, I know my family misses me. As this train pokes along through the hills of Virginia, it's those flat woods of home I long to see. I can still smell the smoke of battle, and I know we fought a good fight at a place called Cold Harbor, Virginia, where many good men gave their lives. I guess for me this war is over. A Yankee mini ball sent me home. Lord, I miss my wife and family. It seems like years that I've been gone. As I dream tonight of my home in Florida, I know my family misses me. As this train pokes along through the hills of Virginia, it's those flat woods of home I long to see.
My great-granddaddy William Thomas was one of the many wounded soldiers on the train headed home. But he didn't make it. He developed lockjaw and died on the train. But he left a legacy that will live on and on in the hearts and minds of those who remember the Confederate soldier and any descendants of his children who still live in his beloved Florida home. And as I dream tonight of my home in Florida, I know my family, this is me. As his train the hills of Virginia, it's those flat woods of home I long to see. This is those flat woods of home I long to see.
I guess, as you know, my roots are deep here in Florida. My family's been here for over 200 years. And it really upsets me to no end when I see something on the television news or in a newspaper where some hate group's parading around waving our Confederate flag. That's not what that flag's about, friends. Now, I'm not telling you that flag should be the symbol of any government, state, local, or anything else. I think it should be put away and brought out on occasion by those who have ties to it. And I sure as hell don't think it belongs to every hate group in this country. There's a flag that once flew over Dixieland. It always flew with pride and dignity. My great-granddaddy gave his life fighting for that flag, and it means a lot to my family and to me. It's a standard of the Southland,
a tribute to the memory of the brave Confederate soldiers who died. That flag stands for honor, and it belongs to the Southern people, and may we always remember it with pride. But now our flag is being desecrated, fouled by filthy hands and defamed. Our flag has come to symbolize bigotry and hatred, disgrace, dishonor, and shame. The stars and bars never hid behind a hooded mask, and neither did Robert E. Lee. Our Confederate soldiers didn't fight and die for the Nazi party, and that flag's not yours to desecrate, so let our colors be. That flag was at Manassas when Francis Bartow fell, and Jackson's line stood like a wall of stone. It saw the horrors of Fredericksburg, Chancellorsville, and Cold Harbor, but through it all our flag was proudly flown. And at the Battle of Gettysburg, it saw our army in retreat, and when Atlanta burned, it heard the Southland cry. But our flag was shown respect by Grant at Appomattox when Lee had to tell his troops goodbye. And at the victory party, Lincoln had the band play Dixie in honor of those brave men who died. Fighting for that flag and the Southland they love, and may we always remember it with pride. The stars and bars never hid behind a hooded mask, and neither did Robert E. Lee. Our Confederate soldiers didn't fight and die for a bunch of skinheads. That flag's not yours to desecrate, so let our colors be. And the stars and bars never stood behind the burning cross, and neither did Robert E. Lee. And my great-granddaddy didn't shed his blood for the Aryan nations, so find yourself another symbol for your hate and bigotry. You have no claim to our Confederate flag, so let our colors be. Thank you very much. I just felt like that needed to be said.
This song is called The Storyteller. A grandmother sat on the bank of a spring and told her grandchild magical things, like unicorns and dragons with gold on their wings, and the old days of queens and kings. The child watched the clouds and saw pictures up there of elephants and princesses with long flowing hair, and unicorns, and once a pair of dancing bears, and an old man in a rocking chair. And the child cried, "Nana, were there ever really unicorns? And did they dance and prance, and could they sing? Oh, I'd have loved to have been living way back then to see such enchanted things." Again she told her tales of Argonauts whose sails swept them toward a fleece of gold, Excalibur, whose blade awaits King Arthur's shade, and the brightest of the heroes of old. And the child cries, "Nana, were there ever really knights so bold? And did they find the Holy Grail? Oh, I'd have loved to have been spring at long last. Host that little girl and her own grandchild, and stories of the days of bygone sirens, so meek and gentle and mild. And the child cries, Nana, were there ever really manatees? And really did they swim in this spring? Oh, I'd have loved to have been living way back then to see such enchanted things. And the child cries, Nana, were there ever really manatees?
Thank you.
You're a beautiful woman, it's wow, easy to cool see. Your skin so fiery, your long hair flowing free.
Hey, wait a minute.
Your smile would bring out the flowers in spring. But that ain't the reason I love you, sweet thing.
No?
I'd catch the biggest alligator out of Lake Okeechobee. Ride him like a horse all the way to Micanopy. I'd drag a polecat from an old holler log, or roll on my back like a free-bitten dog, for a big old pan of your buttermilk biscuits.
Hey.
Now you are a woman of high social grace. That highbrow life is written all on your face. But we're blaming on your mother, cause somehow or another, someone sure taught you how to cook good biscuits. You got an hourglass figure and your legs
are real
shapely.
Now who did he write this for?
Well, Ann used to have that hourglass figure, but it turned into an alarm clock. No, I ain't seen nothing to compare with you lately. Most folks would say that is how I got hooked, but you know I fell for the way that you cook hot biscuits. You ain't having a good time?
Not yet.
What you get me? I'd get your biggest alligator out of Lake Okeechobee, ride him like a horse all the way to Micanopy. I'd drag a polecat from an old holler log, a roll on my back like a flea-bitten dog, for a big old pan of your buttermilk biscuits. This woman's liberation is even better than it seems. You're learning to do all kind of smart things. If the oven gets broke, well, you'll know how
that
to fix
it.
You can keep right on cooking them big cat head biscuits. I'd get your biggest alligator out of Lake Okeechobee, ride him like a horse all the way to Micanopy. I'd drag a polecat from an old holler log, roll on my back like a flea-bitten dog, for a big old pan of your buttermilk biscuits.
Go to E. E.
Well, I was through with it, I thought. All done. Thought them biscuits was done.
We live in the woods, although I like the town. Whenever I need him, he's never around. I got a house full of critters and a yard full of dogs. On our first date together, we butchered two hogs. Horse biscuits.
I thought she liked pork chops.
He and I have been married for ever so long. I learned to pick bass. I wrote all his songs.
Hey.
He's a party good feller and I won't do him wrong. But them biscuits, they come from a can. All along, ooh, they're canned biscuits.
Say that ain't so, you husband.
You catch the biggest alligator out of Lake Okeechobee and ride him on your head all the way to me. roll on your back like a sorry old dog. And then I'll bake you some buttermilk biscuits.
Thank you very much. God bless you all. God bless you.